The EPA and the state of Michigan will spend $6.5 million to clean up the Black Lagoon on the Detroit River. The area was given its name when aerial pictures showed oil and grease swirling in the lagoon. The project is the first that will take place under the new Great Lakes Legacy Act. EPA Administrator Mike Levitt says plans to build a new housing development nearby played a role in making the Black Lagoon project a priority.
The most important thing is where the areas we can make the biggest difference in the fastest. Because there is a good plan in place that will not just improve the environment but also boost the economy, that's so much the better.
The EPA says about 90,000 cubic yards of sediment contaminated with oil, mercury, and PCBs will be dredged from the Black Lagoon. The agency says the project should begin in mid-October and be completed by mid-January. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.